Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bolalawa. Today is Monday, October 18th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is The Right Foundation. Our text is taken from the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Pastor Chris says, everything that would stand and endure needs a good, rock-solid foundation. Therefore, every Christian must have the right foundation of the Word of God and doctrine of Christ. It begins with a ravenous appetite for the pure, unadulterated Word of God. Nothing but God's Word guarantees your spiritual growth. The scriptures emphasize growing unto perfection, starting with ensuring you understand the fundamentals. Luke reports how the Apostle Paul used the school of Tyrannus to debate and teach, presenting the Word of God on a daily basis to the new Christians for a space of 2 years. Paul had different categories of people who were at different stages of learning, but he ensured they all had the right spiritual foundation. After the foundations, however, it's important to move to the higher class and more advanced teachings. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we do, if God permits. All of these help to lay a good and solid foundation upon which a successful and fulfilling Christian life and ministry can be built. The words of Jesus about having a solid foundation for your life is an important food for thought. Meditate on it always. He said, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Hallelujah. Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, I'm fully committed to you and to the word of your grace, which is able to build me up and help me walk in and enjoy my rightful inheritance in Christ. I'm built on a rock solid foundation in the Word, and growing through the Word and the Spirit. I'm transformed from glory to glory and positioned to fulfill your destiny and plan for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, and Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 to 14. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, all of these help to lay a good and solid foundation upon which a successful Christian life and ministry can be built. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.polarreach.online. I'd like to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.polarreach.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.